just a phrase to help us all understand. It really is spiritual maturity. Mm-hmm. It's growing up. And I think that's why Emil used the example of an adult who acts childish. That's we're saying you're not acting mature. And when we have, when we respect and understand the importance of the Word of God in our lives as young believers, what happens over time is that we grow up spiritually. And that's the thought with Timothy, that he was, and you go back to the first epistle, he was spoken of as a man of God. And if you and I, brothers and sisters, who are young today, if we want to grow up into maturity, it has to be from the Word of God. That is the instructions, that's the correction, that's the conviction that comes along with having this book. Paul says to the Hebrew saints, he says, you know, there's going to come a time when you should be teachers. That's maturity. Right now you're sitting in an algebra class, you're being taught mathematics. You couldn't get up there and teach because you don't know. But there'll come a time when it'll be your turn to teach others about the Word of God, the doctrine, the teachings, the manner of life. And what happens if we don't grow up? We're still handling really the basic things and struggling with them. So this, just with all that has been said, remember that the thought of the man is maturity. I think Peter says, quit ye like men, be strong. It means grow up into manhood.
Just to help with a question, there's children of God, and anyone saved is a child of God. Okay? And here we're making this distinction, as Tony just brought out, in the maturity.
Now, I was going to say, we've got 11 minutes left. Joe, we'll have yours, but help bring us forward till we can get down to the charge, number one, the watching in verse 6, and the goal in verses 7 and 8. And that's a lot for 10 minutes, I know.
I'll let you do that, but I'll just emphasize that, again, what has been said, the man of God is an individual. It's not men of God. It is the call is to individuals. Mm. Thou has been emphasized. Also, the word might not be clear in your translation, but thou is an individual, also singular. Mm. So don't wait for your friends. Your friends are probably going to most likely bring you down. But the call is for you individually.
The verse 1 says, I charge thee. Where's Timothy today?
Right here in this room.
We got a whole room full of them. This Timothy is with the Lord. But who's he charging? He's charging you and I. He says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Do I hear the charge? Preach the word. Preach the word. Be instant. In season. When else? Out of season. Reprove. Rebuke. Exhort. With all long suffering and teaching and doctrine, you see.
What does he mean by in season and out of season?
To me, it's as the Lord gives opportunity. I don't wait for people. Now, one thing I don't do, I don't just go at my own direction. I wait for the Lord to open doors and I go forward. And the reason being, the reason for it is the day that is spoken of that is coming. If we link that, we'll get more understanding. The time will come. It's here for you and I today when they will not endure sound teaching. They will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Now, the teachers don't have the itching ears. The people have the itching ears. The people want teachers who will teach what they want. They want people to say right is wrong. They want people to say wrong is right. They want people to say black is white. They have a moral life, they have instability, and they want preachers who will tell them it's okay. It is okay to be immorally linked. Immorality's not a problem. It is okay for men to marry men, for women to marry women. It's okay for all of these awful relationships, and you see approvals for it coming from the Christian company professedly today. Men allow these things to be. They allow priests to practice these things. Teachers having itching ears. These days were coming.
Just to answer the question as well, I believe in season and out of season is it's a contrast between when God opens the door for you to save somebody or when you open the door to save somebody yourself. I've had it multiple times where somebody says something, somebody asks something to me because I'm a Christian, and it opens the door for me to talk to them about Christ. But there's other situations where I feel that I want to talk to someone about Christ, and I open the door myself. So it basically, in season and out of season means just any time. Just it's all based on who opens the door for it.
Yeah, it's any time. We're told in the Old Testament there is a time and a season for everything. For sports, baseball is played from one period of time to another time. Then they're off. But for the believer in preaching the word of God, there is no off season. We are to be actively involved in this all the time. That's why the word is used to be diligent in season and out of season. But as we move on, because I think this is important as we move further on, verse 4, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. There are things, young people, that are going on in Christendom, in the sphere of profession, that we are not going to be able to alter. But what should you and I be occupied with? The things of Christ. To watch thou in all things, endure afflictions. You know, none of us looks forward to enduring afflictions. But what the Word of God is telling us is that if we take up this admonition, this charge that Timothy has been given to preach the Word, to be active, to rebuke, you know, to be willing to stand and say, that is wrong and this is right. To exhort, you know, to encourage. You see, young people, we want in this day when there's declension and ruin, that there is a voice amongst young people that can also encourage others. The things that you talk about, is it a word of encouragement? Not to be occupied with all the sin and failure, because certainly we have to see those things and correct them according to the Word of God. But what about a word of encouragement? To build each other up. Grow closer to each other, young people. The enemy has a desire to separate, to cause confusion. But the Word of God, when exhortation is used, it brings us together, standing on the truth of God's Word. And what we'll find then is that afflictions will come. But he says, do the work of the evangelist. You may not be an evangelist, but you can preach the gospel. You can do that work one-to-one. As the Lord, as you mature spiritually, there may be an opportunity in camp work, open air work, outdoor ministry, to begin to offer up a short word in the gospel. And then sometime later, to have the skill of the Word of God to deliver a message in the hall. But do the work of the evangelist. Let's be occupied with spiritual things.